Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Well, I've got a lot to go into with you today, so we are going to just dive right in. First of all, at 1 o'clock today Pacific time, my daughter Gabrielle is doing an hour show that I think a lot of you might be interested in. As you know, she took heartbreak and turned it into two best-selling books. She is a whiz on all the social media, and so she said it's really a master class for taking what life throws at you and turning it into a career. And she's going to be talking about writing, self-publishing, branding, social media. There's a Q&A. She's a powerhouse of information, guys. It's where I go to now. And you can find it on Amphy, AMPHY.com, and search Gabrielle Stone, GABRIELLE. Stone. Okay, that's at 1 o'clock. Hey, if she teaches you half of what she's taught me, it'll be a good hour of your time. Okay, we have so many new people in our community, and I'm getting a lot of emails regarding what exactly Creation Station is. So real quickly, Creation Station, we start at Friday night, and then we go all day Saturday from around 10 to 6, and all day Sunday around 10:30 to 4 or 5, depending on when we get finished. We serve breakfast every morning, an incredible breakfast, I might add. I take everybody out to dinner on Saturday night. We have wine and cheese afterwards, so it's quite a party. But what I want you to understand is, those of you that listen to this show, you see how information comes in literally during the shows and during the webinars. Well, Creation Station is like that also. But I can tell you that this year, as far as much as the channel has given me so far, we're talking about energy expansion, how to work with all energy to create our desires, claims for the collective consciousness, the highest knowing, and this is an important one, the highest knowing regarding faith and spirituality, part of which is releasing the remnants of religion that are still limiting us, and all information we need to assure we are the entity where creation happens. So all I can tell you is it's an incredibly powerful workshop, and we're over half filled up. So there you go. Okay. Yes, it is, when is it? June 10th, 11th, and 12th this year. Okay. So one of our community, Ari, sent me an email and said, what is our highest claim for the Ukraine? I just want to take a moment to thank her and all of you that are doing work on behalf of all people, all consciousness, all countries, and the universe, that are not only focused on your little part of the world, because as you know, our consciousness creates all consciousness. So here is the highest claim that they would like all of us to participate with for the Ukraine. I am the democracy of joy and jubilation. Now, it's interesting because when they gave me the word democracy, I went, well, that's kind of weird. And then I thought, what does democracy stand for? In my terms, it stands for free choice. And that's the highest meaning in this case. So I am the democracy of joy and jubilation, meaning I am the free choice of joy and jubilation. So much coming up everywhere around the vaccines, around abortion. It's all about choice, guys, which is the core of what our work is about. The channel wants you to know we are at a crossroads here about what we want our country and our world to be. We're creating that right now, you and me. Okay? Those of you that follow Patricia Cotarobles, I know her language gets a little out there, but I think she's always tuned in and tapped on to the highest thing. In her latest email, she says, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. So let us take a moment, call in the light, to call in the light and the positive choice of joy and jubilation for Ukraine. It begins within us, guys. And I want to read you this one little paragraph in her thing. The millions of people who are awakening and making the choice to move into the light on their own are not the ones who need us. It is our sisters and brothers who have forgotten who they are, and the fact that they are one with all life that need our help at this time. Contrary to what we may think, they are not acting out in the adverse and appalling ways we are witnessing because they are evil. It is due to the fact that they are so trapped in the illusion of separation and duality that they think the only way to survive is to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. These are the very people we are being called to help. These are the people who will make the most positive difference in our lives when they awaken and choose to stop creating such pain and suffering for humanity. And then she suggests this statement. Through my I Am presence, I now reach up into the infinity of my own unity consciousness. I clearly perceive that as I am lifted up, all of humanity is being lifted up with me. In this frequency of unity consciousness, I see that humanity's free will is at long last becoming one with God's will and love. And so it is. Oh, my goodness. So our next webinar, guys, is going to be on the Ukraine-Russian crisis. And how we can take responsibility for bringing that crisis into balance and the signals we're sending out that might be feeding this war, and to channel what the roots of humanity still alive that is creating this vengeance and enhancing man's inhumanity against man. That webinar will be March 30th from 6 to 8 Pacific time. It is not posted yet. They just gave me this information last night, so Lauren will try to get it up tomorrow for me. Okay, that's a lot of information. Can I go to the calls now? Yes, I can. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
What's up?
I had a dream or experience, and I'd like to tell you and see what you have to say.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm laying in bed, and I heard my cat make some odd noises that I never heard him make before, and then I could see him inside his cat tree, and he was kind of moving his legs and his arms really weird, and I thought, okay, he's fine, you know, he's just doing whatever. And then a couple of seconds later, a woman walked through my bedroom doorway wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and then I thought, okay, I'm pretty sure it was a dream because I can't see the cat from my bed, and I could see him clearly in his cat tree. And I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, I wonder who the woman was or whatever. And then hours later, when I'm telling one of my friends about it, I had a couple aha moments where I remembered that one of the shows that I used to love was called Charmed. And at one point they had the stray cat that ended up, they ended up taking it in, and they called it Kit. And on the one episode, it showed that the cat was actually a familiar, a woman who was watching over them.
Uh-huh.
And the other strange thing is that my cat's name is Kit Kat.
Okay, what's your question?
What is all that? What does that mean?
Well, they're telling me to look at it from the perspective of a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And according to my channel, everything in a dream is you. You're the cat, you're the cat tree, and you're the woman walking through. And you are the one who is protecting you.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting is the highest meaning of it all, is
okay.
For you to know that you are your own protection because you are involved in self-creation. So, you see, guys, when we don't need protection if we are self-creating ourselves in the highest way and our world in the highest way. When we are focused on safety and joy, love and feeling great and good health and financial abundance, there's no reason for protection because we are actively creating who we are. When I ask if there's anything higher, any higher meaning, I get a no. It's a really positive dream yourself.
So like the cat, okay, I get it. It's kind of like I don't need someone else to watch over, you know. I don't need the cat to be familiar or whatever watching over me. I'm the one who's going to, you know,
indeed,
take care of me. And okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing was that it was the day after I talked to you last week on the call, and you had said something about there was another piece of me or version of me or something on another plane who was kind of, I had trouble, you know, I've had trouble sleeping for a long, long time, and you had told me that this other person was really pissed off also, and that they were trying to protect me somehow, but really
yeah,
it was keeping me up all the time. Okay.
So how's your sleep been?
It's still been crappy, but, you know, it's only been a week. I still say what you told me to say. I say it a bunch of times.
No. We're not going to, because it should have turned around by now, they're saying. So
no, it hasn't.
So, Lisa, when you, and these were your words, I keep saying the words you gave me.
Right.
Okay. Do you feel the words that I gave you?
Yeah, I do. I think that when I say it, like, that sounds good when I'm saying it. It feels right when I'm saying it.
Yeah, but it's, they...
You told me to... Go ahead.
First of all, guys, we don't... These aren't affirmations, you know that. These are directions to energy. Whenever you use one of your directions to the energy, you use it with no intention of getting anything. So you're not saying it so you're going to sleep better. You're saying it to feel the love around it, Lisa.
Okay.
What, if ever I give you any statement like the one we have for the Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
it's not to make Vladimir Putin pull back or fall over dead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Our intention is to just envelop that statement with love. And then that signal goes out. Okay? And when goes out, it gets matched. Go to your love place, always. That's where you create everything from, guys. Everything. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome. And expect it, Lisa. Just let it go and expect it now. Because you keep looking, okay, is it going to work? Is it going to work? You got to let it go. Okay.
Yeah.
I know from that giggle. I know that giggle. Andrew in Toronto, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Sunday.
Hi, you too, baby. What's up?
Well, this past week, I heard some very sad news. Someone in one of my circles, I found out she died. Well, she was actually murdered. And I only knew her since November. And for some reason, it affected me. Like I just felt like I felt the loss, and it just like emotionally impacted me. And I wasn't really close to the person, but I think part of it was the fact that I knew someone that was murdered, and it was like
if it can happen to her, it can happen to me. Yes.
Is that what's coming through for me then? Or like what?
And that's normal. It's, you know, every time I look through my news feed, I have to be really vigilant because all these people around my age are dying. And I have to go, okay, that was their choice to leave now. Not my choice. I got a lot more to do. So, again, the more you are in control of creating you and your safety and your knowing, the more you live the assurance of that in your life, Andrew.
What, is there something more like that's unconscious that I'm not aware of that's coming out?
No.
Over this?
No.
Okay.
It's just... Guys, people are leaving in greater numbers pretty much than ever before without a war going on. They just, it's like, okay, my job's done here. Okay, I didn't sign up for all this BS. Whatever the reason is, there's just a lot of people leaving. And nobody leaves, Andrew, without choice. Whether it's a murder or a death by suicide or a death by disease, Nobody leaves without choice. Okay?
Yeah.
So
okay.
You have to honor that. You have to honor that that was her choice and know that that's not your choice and be clear about what your choice is.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. It's a good question. All right, we are going to Diana in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just, how you doing? I had a question around some of the things that came in on the last week's call on Sunday, the safety and freedom, and I've been working with the claim that you gave me on the webinar, and it had those elements in it. And that recently, recently I've been exposed to people telling me they don't feel safe around me or they feel bullied by me. And I have a rash that's been going on my torso. It's been about 2 months that some of this has come through, and it's my family, actually. And I'm just wondering how all this might be related and, you know, with my claim and everything.
Well, there's three different things that are going on here, actually. It's a true statement. They feel bullied by you because they can see you taking control of your own life. Would you agree with that?
Yes, because I feel like I'm not doing anything to these people. It's my husband and my son, actually, so it's challenging for me.
Well, sure. So, you know, guys, our job is to create us and let everybody else create them.
Yes.
Okay. There, it's kind of coming from the perspective of, I really need to be a good wife and mother and teach them the things that I'm learning that are changing my life. They just be the example, Diana. Don't try to teach them to do it.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm just living my life, you know. And when I looked in the body book and I used the sheets for the rash, and what came up was acceptance.
The rash is, yeah, the rash is anger. The highest word is anger, and you're angry because you're not accepting them the way they are.
Now, that's true with my husband for sure. Maybe with my son as well, but
well, with your son, it's more that you're in fear that he's not going to be okay. You're not doing a good job. You should be teaching him this stuff so that he can, you know. But he will learn by your example more than he will learn through you trying to make them understand that they've got to do this or they're not going to be okay in the world. You understand?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you need to accept you, accept yourself always first, and then accept them, love them. You know, I give you the statement that the I Am principles gave me. I release you to your own divine I Am presence. In other words, I release you to your own creation. That's what they're here to learn. And you go on your merry way and create you.
Yeah, I think the anger is coming because I'm hurt. You know, I'm doing all I can to be supportive and unassuming. Like I just kind of I'm just being me, and I feel like I can't be me. That's what I feel.
Well,
like.
That's your stuff.
Yep.
Okay. So I am the powerful God of me that allows me to be me, and knows the whole world allows me to be me and celebrates me. See, that's where the three pillars that I talk about in Born come in. If you don't see the world and other people seeing you the way you want to be seen, you will go into anger and judgment and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. I'll re-listen to this. I started to write it down, but I didn't catch it all, but I got the message. But with the rash, will this, like, is there any message around that? It's so itchy, it drives me crazy.
Energetically, it's releasing your anger so that you can accept. That's what it is energetically. Probably wouldn't hurt for you to see a dermatologist about it.
Okay.
On a physical level. Okay?
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, baby.
Yep, you bet.
All right.
Brian, what's up?
Good morning, baby cakes. How are you?
I'm fine, baby cakes. How are you?
Good, good. I got a little bit of a testimonial and a question that I probably already know the answer to, but I'd love to hear what the channel has to say.
Okay,
so,
hit me.
All right. So the most fun way to describe this, I guess, over the last couple of weeks, I've kind of felt like, let's call it a spiritual go-go dancer. I've been, you know, doing, you know, shaking my groove thing, dancing to the music of life, and it's like every day people seem to be throwing money at me from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's like this is the work working.
You bet.
Absolutely, positively. So it's just been a really, really fun ride. I mean, like, you know, from friends, family members, and like just unexpected sources. And it just felt so good because I got to give back. My son had a birthday recently. I was able to throw him a nice party and just, you know, take care of some things that, you know, need to be taken care of that, you know, because the past few months before that, it was a little difficult financially. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's over. I'm just creating right now. And this is good. This is great.
Yep.
So,
creating from the zero point. Yep. Good
that's right. That's right. So, so my only question is, you know, does the channel have anything else for me in regards to this?
Yes. To just stay in each moment and do what you're doing, because you have a tendency of going, oh wow, I've done this. Can I keep doing it? Can I keep doing it? And then you start forcing instead of just being in the joy and allowing.
Yep.
They're showing
kind of
me.
What I
yeah,
what
well, you're right on. They're showing me my first time in Vegas again, where the first time I played the slot machines, I hit the 3-7s because I didn't expect to win. I just was going to have fun. And then the rest of the weekend, I spent trying to find a machine that was a good machine where I would hit again. And, of course, I didn't. So, you know, guys, it's you have to train yourself to just stay in each moment of creation, okay? And love who you are. And not have an agenda. Literally not have an agenda. The universe will find ways to create stuff for you better than you could ever imagine. Is there anything higher? No, that's it, Brian. Just be in the joy of the creation that you are.
Awesome, awesome. And if that question pops up, can I keep doing this? I should be able to tell myself, absolutely.
Yes, you say, Brian, what do you mean? You're in the moment of creation right now.
That's right.
So just feel good and feel happy and do your go-go dance.
Awesome.
I love that analogy, by the way. Spiritual go-go dance. Yeah, I love it. So that, see, that lightens you up right away. No, I'm doing my spiritual go-go dance here.
Yep.
And I want to share with you that, you know, I've just been working and working and working, just one film after another. I don't have anything booked now for the first time in 2 months. And I went, oh, my God, I don't have it. And I just stopped and I went, well, I'm just going to live in the moment and create. And, you know, maybe this is the time when my balance comes in, the time for balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I can do other things.
For
so,
sure.
You know, and then as soon as I got myself rebalanced and refocused about that, my agent called about an offer for something in June.
Nice.
You know, it's just kind of how it works. But you have to trust it so that it can happen so you can trust it more. Okay?
All righty.
All righty.
Thank you, Dee.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoops. Didn't there. All right, Lee, what do you really, really, really want to talk about?
I really, really, really want to tell you I love you so much and thank you for everything. And anybody who's considering Creation Station, do it. I just want you to know that this loudmouth frog here couldn't even utter a word when I first met Dee Wallace to express myself.
That's so true, Lee. You could, but you weren't taking action, you know? And look at you now, Miss Dynamo.
Right? Our book publishes Mother's Day.
Oh, awesome.
It's called Parents Confident Kids, How to Use Brain Training to Raise Happy, Resilient Children.
Awesome.
And I've got my show, and it's all booked up until June. Really meeting interesting people. I mean, guys, listen, Dee Wallace is love personified. And you know what else is really cool? Gabrielle shows at 1 today on the Amp station. Is that amphi.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I
was actually talking to her about, to a friend in India this morning. And I said the title of the book, but I said the whole thing. I didn't do the pound FML thing. All this was peeing her pants laughing, okay?
Well, it's funny, Lee, that you asked me about that, because when I was talking about it in the first of the show, they gave me your name. And there's something that she's going to talk about that you can use.
Yes.
For whatever it's worth.
Okay. Yes. It's like Creation Station is like the to be with you in person and to, I mean, you prepare. It's beyond comprehension, people, what Dee does, and it's so worth it. If you can get your
sweet
buns to the Los Angeles area, do it. Because
thank you, Lee.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes. Yes. And
it is.
I love the go-go boots. I used to wear them. I mean, when I was channeling my inner rock star at the age of 8, I had a pair of striped pants and white go-go boots. I loved them.
I think we all had some white go-go boots, didn't we? I mean, you were just out there in square if you didn't have a pair of go-go boots. Even my poor family, somehow, I'm sure we went to Payless or something, but my mom found me some white go-go boots. And I think I wore them until the soles fell off, you know.
So, you know, everybody, you know, pull out those old dances. Remember the swim?
Yeah.
And all of those fun dances? Brian brought in the go-go boots, so I think we need to dance just a little more. Right?
Oh, boy. Dancing and music for me, and freedom, those are the three things that open my soul. All right, Lee, thank you so much, baby.
Thank you, everybody, and thank this community for the work that we do. I'm so grateful
indeed
to be a part of it.
Indeed, Lee. Thank you. All right. Oh, how joyous does she sound? Kate in Washington, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, babe.
Well, I was feeling great all week and very up about everything, and then I went to take two big kind of family heirloom gold rings in to get appraised, and they were gone. The boxes were empty. And so, yeah, and so in my new apartment, so somebody got in here.
I get a no on that.
When I was gone for a couple days.
What the channel is telling me is they were gone before you moved in there.
Man.
Did you see them? Did you physically see them?
Yeah, I
met
them. I did. I saw them February when I moved
to
my new place.
You saw the rings or you saw the boxes?
I honestly can't say.
Uh-huh.
Packing is so much at once, but I was so careful with them, putting them in a special spot.
Yeah.
But I'm doing all of the insurance stuff. I mean, anyway, and...
Okay, so channel is saying that this is a lesson in letting go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So...
It always seems to be my mother's rings. I don't know obviously there's some connection. It's always her ones that she passed down to me.
That's true. Because you are energetically still tied to your mother.
Ah.
And there are positive ways and there are negative ways. And she would like very much for you to, cut the cord.
Uh-huh.
And there are three, I don't know if I have time to do this on the show, Kate. There are three beliefs that your mother gave you that she would like you to let go of. Are they all core beliefs? Well, guys, you know, what's true for one person on the show applies to everybody. This page here, 9. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. She wants you to take more time for yourself. She
uh-huh.
didn't. Is that true?
Oh, for sure. She was a big, giant stress ball. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm scared to death to go. And what that's referring to is I'm scared to death, and this is for all of us, guys. I'm dealing with this every single day. I'm scared to death to go into my full power, to step into my full power. Okay? So... She never did, and she is...
Yeah, she did at work. She did at work, but not personal
not
life.
Not personally.
She
now we're on this page here.
Yeah.
Here. I do not have permission to love who I am.
Ooh, I feel that one.
Yeah. So you're the only God of you that can give you permission to love you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's energetically what all this is about. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, because those were for everybody, guys. Everybody that's listening. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, moving into my power, I decided to leave. So I have March. I'm already paid for March. And then I'm going to make a big move and leave the state.
Okay. That's a positive decision from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, sure. Great.
And that's the first part of you giving yourself permission to love who you are and following what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's crazy. That's a crazy plan. And I'm sure nobody will understand, and I'm just going to go for it.
Well, you understand. It's something
nobody
understood me going to New York to be an actress either, trust me. Okay, Quinn. You're doing what, you stupid? But you know, I knew in my heart that's what I wanted to do. So again, guys, follow your hearts, not your head. Your mind is created to doubt. Good for you, sweetheart. Thank
Woo.
You.
All right. Thank you for clarifying all that.
You bet. All right. Jean-Marie, you be on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Thank you to everyone. And also, especially thank you for the claim for Ukraine. I've been meditating on peace, balance, and unity for
good.
That.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And all injustice brought to justice. But ooh,
yeah, please, everybody, from the place of love, all injustice is brought to justice now. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
So, thank you, guys, and you. So, real quick, I kind of feel like it's been answered by listening to everyone else, but I'm going to just check in with you. I signed up for the Creation Station, not knowing about anything about it and the travel and all that stuff. But when I ask, I signed up for in-person, but I keep getting virtual. So I wanted to ask the channel, in-person or virtual?
Okay, let me show you how your brain works so that you can learn to put this together. If you re-listen to this, you'll hear you say, I signed up for it without knowing anything about it, like the travel. Okay?
Right.
Do you remember saying that?
Yes. I just believe.
And then you go on to wondering if you should do it in person or virtually. And the channel is saying it really doesn't matter. And the only reason that you're doubting being here in person is because of the travel. So why are you hesitant about the travel?
Because it's something I've never done before. I've never just grabbed a plane and gone to, like, L.A. I've never done that. It's just kind of scary.
Well, you know, it's the scary things that we grow the most from, guys. It is. I mean, when I look back on all the big, huge, important turnstiles in my life, one of them was when I went to New York. One of them, and I'd never been out of Kansas, ever. One of them was when I did Annie Get Your Gun. Never done a musical, had no idea whether I could pull it off. To a 4,000-seat outdoor theater in Kansas City. But I did it. And because I did it, I gained so much confidence in who I am. Another one was having my baby. Scared me to death. Best thing I've ever done in my life is have that kid. So, my personal message to you is to all of you, if you're afraid of traveling, are you directing what you want? Or are you just going, oh my God, I've never done that before, I'm so scared? Instead of, no, I got to tell you, being here in person, You get the training both ways, but being here in person and the joy we get out of communing together after each day and going out to dinner, it's just wonderful. You could hear it in Lee's voice. So you're going to get the training either way, and you're not going to expand the part of you that's in fear of traveling if you don't travel. Is there any higher way or higher answer? No. Doesn't matter to me, baby. One way or another, that just opens up a spot for somebody else because we're starting to get filled.
Now, I signed up before the show started, and I just decided that I was probably being fearful and I should just trust and go ahead and do it. So
yep.
I I did sign up for in person, and I figured it would work out. But I just
all
wanted
right.
to double
then
check.
I
you know.
Would, then I would be very clear in your direction about all your travels. You know, a lot of times people will get Airbnbs. The closer we get to it, Lauren will send all that out. You know, that you have the perfect place to stay, that's affordable, that your flights are easy and joyful, everything's on time, everything just flows. I never, ever step out of my house to travel unless I make that clear direction about how I want my day to go. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let me know, babe. Okay. All right. We are going to Joellen in Indianapolis. Hi, baby. What's up?
Hi. I love your show. So inspiring.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're with us. You have a question?
I do. So I'm, you know, how you always say, every message that we hear on the show is directed to everybody that's listening.
Yep.
And mine is, I'm a teacher. I'm the type of person that wherever I'm at, whatever I'm at, I love it. I am tired. I am ready to move on. And I'm taking the steps towards taking a surface pattern design class.
Uh-huh.
That it's a, you know, if you think of graphic design, it's like anything to make pattern. You know, and I wanna know, do you get good hits on it? Is this going to help me change my career path? Because that's the intention.
Okay, guys, there is no fate, and there is no, see, the core of that question, Joellen, is what you would ask a psychic. What do you see in my future? The channel sees in your future is what you are committed to create.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does this give you joy?
It does.
Okay.
There's also fear of the unknown.
Oh, well, that's kind of, you know, starting to be a through line on this show.
Uh-huh.
Guys, that's where your great opportunities and your great growth
yeah.
comes.
Yeah.
Is stepping over that fear and, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. You've heard that a million times in the spiritual world. Well, that's what it means. Feel the fear and commit to what you want to do. Be clear that you are directing exactly what you want. I would write it down. Okay?
Yeah.
And start directing your energy and the energy of the universe to partner with you in creating this through the light of you. So I am a, what would you call yourself? What do you want? What's your title after you finish this program?
A surface pattern designer.
Okay. Is that what you ultimately want to do right now?
I'm learning it to figure out if it is what I ultimately want to do.
Okay.
I know I want to be a designer. And I know my feeling is that this is going to be the launching pad into a whole bevy of things.
Yes, I
because
get a yes
am,
on that. Because
yeah.
you're going to discover how good you are.
Oh,
and you're
going to
discover
heart.
How much joy it gives you.
Yeah.
Okay? And then, Joellen, you don't work a day in your life, baby.
Well, bless your heart. That's what I wanted to hear, and that's what I want to feel. That's what I've been intending. Those are my prayers.
Okay, well, now you know
there.
It. I want you to stay in your knowing around it.
Okay.
And get off and write down everything that you want in the career as a designer. how much you want to make, what kind of people you want to work with.
Oh,
do you want
to?
Yeah. All that, the clearer you are on paper, guys, the easier it is for you to commit to that and the more you bring it to your conscious mind. And then you just feel love around it and don't make an effort to try and make it happen because that pushes it away. Just feel joy and love and excitement around it. Okay?
I'm in. Thank you.
Okay, baby. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, that was a lot of clarity for a lot of people there. Gosh, Leslie in France, you got to make it quick. I've only got 3 minutes. Hi, babe.
Hi, this is Natalie. I've had a lot of answers. My question is around, I know I need to make a move from the place I'm living in, probably the city. I'm getting clear on what I want to experience in terms of community work. I have no clue of where I want to go geographically. And
okay, so the channel says that they want you to start saying, I know exactly where I want to go.
Okay.
Your brain thinks in pictures. It's a computer. And the channel is saying you do know, and you haven't allowed yourself to acknowledge that you know. Because there's some part of you that thinks where you want to go isn't a possibility. Is that true?
I'm not sure.
Well, when you get off, you write down exactly what you want around this and describe the kind of place you want to be.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
And then just start saying, today I know exactly where I want to live. I know and I'm clear. And then your brain can start finding answers for you, and the universe can start delivering to you. All right, baby?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. All right, everybody, let's say it together. Woohoo! I love me! Woo! I love me! Yippee! I love me! And I love me even more, because I know what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.